Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening. You're listening. You're listening.
Tune in every day.
Vaughan Radio. Get ready. Hold on to your hat.
Strap on your seatbelt.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Hold on to your hat.
Get ready for the ride of your life.
The show with no.
It's show with no name time.
Hello, 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 amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for another exciting season of the Show with No Name 2.0. We are in our 13th season. So if you're here with us today, you are a part of the start, the beginning of a new season. And I can't believe it myself, folks. 13 years on the air here with Vaughan Radio. And I have to say, I am proud to be a part of the Vaughan Radio team. I was very lucky the other day to see Richard Vaughan. And you're thinking, well, why is that luck? Well, for the simple reason, we haven't seen many people lately. In fact, if you're like me and you're doing things by the book, como decimos, a pie de la letra, then you're not meeting up with too many people if it's not necessary. So I haven't really met up with too many friends or colleagues throughout the summer because of the situation. So the other day I bumped into him. To bump into, or to run into, is to see somebody when it's not really planned. And we were at a shoot. Now, careful with this word. I've heard a lot of my students say a shooting. Un tiroteo. Yeah, really. A shooting. Do you know what a shooting is? Un tiroteo. Oh, there we go with the sound effects again, folks. So yes, a shooting. A shoot es un rodaje. Be careful. I know it can be a little bit confusing. You can say we were shooting, como verbo, that's fine. But you can't say we were at a shooting or in a shooting, because that's not English, okay? We were at a shoot, or we were shooting. And you may be asking me, those of you who are a little bit nosy, nose, que metes la nariz cotilla, if you're a little bit nosy like me, you'll want to know, well, Alberto, what were you shooting? And you know what? I can't tell you. I can't let the cat out of the bag. It's a secret, guys. They told me that I can't tell you yet. But believe me, as soon as I can tell you the amazing, wonderful news, I'm going to share it with you. So that's a good reason for you to follow Vaughan and myself on social media, because then you guys will be able to keep up with current events, actualidad, find out about special offers, and of course, get content every single day for free just by following Vaughan and following myself. In fact, those of you who are listening to this, remember, some people watch the show. Hello, everybody out there in Instagram land. It's been a while. ¿Cuánto tiempo? Long time no see. Apúntate esas dos. It's been a while, or long time no see. ¿Cuánto tiempo? It's great to have you back. Remember, those of you who are listening to the show, you can watch the program every day on Instagram. It's Vaughan's Instagram. It's Grupo_Vaughan. Grupo_Vaughan, as you say. And so we're glad to be back, whether you're listening to us on the air or whether you're tuned in on Instagram or you listen to us later on via podcast. In fact, you don't know how many students are out there that write to me on social media and they say, Alberto, I'm one of those students who I'm never there live. I can't because of my job, but I listen to your podcasts religiously. In fact, one of our students, Christina, hello, Christina, we'll send her a shout out in Chicago. Christina and her lovely family, they've been listening to The Show with No Name for years. And this summer, after she had listened to The Show with No Name over and over and over and over and over, and FYI, my other podcast, my self-produced podcast, well, she said, I need more. And I love it. I love that you guys this summer were hungry for more and we're back for our 13th season. So there's no wrong way. If you want to watch us, join us on Instagram. Also follow me on Instagram. If you're not following me, it's Alberto_Alonso. So Grupo_Vaughn and Alberto_Alonso. And you guys will be able to participate in this show every single day. And we look forward to your participation. So many of you checking in. I can't read all your hellos because we'll be here for a long time. But hello, 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 hello. It's lovely to read all of your names again. And yes, I missed you too. Paul says, I don't want to follow you. Don't do it, buddy. It's a free country. It's just a suggestion. Okay. we don't mind either way. No se importa. De todas formas. Whatever floats your boat. Ahí os enseño la expresión. Whatever floats your boat. Lo que te mole a ti. Whatever you like, buddy. Patricia and Rosa, and I see Tamara and Angela, all my lovely students. It's great to read your names and have you on board. But before we get into our celebration, we've got something. Now, did you hear that in the background? ¿Habéis oído eso al fondo? Well, we've got something right now, something that I promised you guys I was going to do. I promised you this summer I was going to finally get it together, ponerme las pilas. I was going to get it together, and I was going to make that new jingle for the pop quiz. And remember, I told you guys that we have a little mini section, a new section, where what we'll show you is things from Vaughn's social media and my social media. So if you're following them, then you'll have an advantage in this section, because the questions I'll ask you in the pop quiz, el examen sorpresa, is based on content shared from the Vaughn account and my own account. So that said, guys, it's time for our pop quiz. All right, there we go, folks. Pop quiz is what we're going to call this section. Examen sorpresa. Now, you're probably thinking to yourselves, that sounds horrendous. It was supposed to. It was a joke. We were playing with the Batman theme. And if you guys like that, if you enjoyed that funny little take on the Batman theme, well, we have to thank my niece, mi sobrina. Be careful. I've heard a lot of people say the word nice, and nice is a good word. Just remember this. My niece is very nice, right? Mi sobrina es muy maja. So that was my wife and my niece, les engañé. I talked them into recording the jingle for me. So you know what? A nice round of applause for them. Sure. Well, you know what? There's just one problem. None of my jingles are working, guys. I'm like, a nice round of applause. And then some other music comes on. Well, it doesn't matter. Da igual. The show must go on. We've got so much to do today. I see all of these familiar faces and names checking in. I hope you guys had a really good summer. I had a nice summer. I spent a lot of time with my daughter, which that was the idea. when you have a paternity leave, you, you know, you're obviously supposed to spend time with your daughter. So I really, this summer, I really got to watch my daughter grow up firsthand, de primera mano. And it was beautiful. It's been. We wouldn't say it's being. Tacha eso. Apúntate, it's being. Y nunca lo vamos a usar eso. Sería, it's been. It has been, pero lo contraemos. So it's been an amazing experience watching my child grow up this first year from being this little, sorry, parents, but it's true, a little alien. Nothing como aliens, más que nada. They're like, they're more like creatures. No matter how, hey, I'm not saying they're not cute. I'm saying they're little creatures at first. And then when they start becoming little people, you're just like, oh my God. In fact, my daughter has learned and learned very quickly how to manipulate her daddy. It took her less than a year. It took her less than a year to learn how to push daddy right into the corner that she wants him in. And she's got me. She just gives me that little smile. And, you know, she lights up those bright blue eyes. And I'm like, gaga. I'm like, okay, whatever you want. So it has been a great summer. I have to say, I worked a lot. I worked so much this summer because many of you know I have a self-produced podcast that comes out every week now. So if you haven't subscribed to that, it's free every Friday. There's a bonus part, but there's a free part every Friday on iTunes, iVox. It's called FYI for Your English. And it's a topic-based show. Every week we look at a different topic. And last week we looked at high school in the USA. So yes, I haven't been doing the show with no name this summer, but there's a lot of other stuff that I was doing. Let's put it this way. Vamos a decirlo así. I kept busy. To keep busy es que no te aburres, right? I kept busy. It's a good one to say, right? How you doing? Keeping busy. Me mantengo ocupado. No me aburro would be a way to say it. So even though I was on vacation, I was working hard. As I said, there's another project that I cannot tell you about yet. Unfortunately, I'd love to spill the beans. Write down this expression, guys, to spill the beans. Okay, to spill the beans is to tell somebody the information or a secret or something like that. Okay, there's J.M. Hermosilla. He says, excellent podcasts in the FYI episodes. Thank you. As I said, with Show With No Name, FYI, my self-produced podcast. You've got Richard Vaughn, the master himself. You've got him every single morning here on Vaughn Radio. He's not on Instagram, but he's on Vaughn Radio. So make sure you're subscribing to Richard Vaughn Live. Also on iVox, iTunes. I get confused with all the podcasting platforms, but we're everywhere. Just search for Vaughn, Vaughn Live. Also, No Excuses with my good buddy Fitz. He has been working all throughout the summer. I know because I've been in touch with him. I've been in touch with Richard as well, and they've been working and punching out. To punch out is sacar. It's another way of saying sacar contenido. They've been punching out content every single day this summer. So my question is, are you guys making the most of it? ¿Estáis aprovechando? Because just on Vaughn Radio, you have 6 hours a day. Okay, we're still operating at minimums because of the current situation, but you've got 6 hours of fresh content every day. You've got tons of posts on Vaughn's Instagram and Twitter and all that, Facebook, whatever one you're on, you know, YouTube. You've got tons of videos. So you guys have got so much content available at your fingertips. I just hope you're making the most of it and you find time, you know, to listen to the Show With No Name, to listen to No Excuses, to listen to FYI. FYI is usually about 25 minutes a week. And then again, there's a bonus part as well. So tons of content. Also, we have our classes right now. We have our online classes. A lot of people have written to me recently asking me, Alberto, I want to get some classes for me or for my kids. No problem. I personally can't give you classes, but You can contact us over at Vaughn, and we have options for everybody. Video classes, group video classes, small groups. We never do big groups. So small group video classes. You've got personal or private classes, one-to-one. You've also got online courses and so much more. So contact us either via social media, or you can contact us via our website. Give us a call. Listen, whatever's easier for you, contact us. Even if you don't know what you want, or you're not sure, you know, you're like, Alberto told me to call you guys. I don't know. Ask him for a free level test. Pídeles una prueba de nivel gratis. Why not? Why not? Don't you want to know your level? I would be curious. As I say all the time, any Spanish teachers out there? ¿Algún profe de español? I would love somebody to level test me. Me encantaría. I love these, as you know from the show, I love challenges. I'm a big fan of all kinds of different challenges. So, folks, speaking of challenges, we were looking at the pop quiz. And as I said, there are perks. Perks are benefits. Another way to say benefits to following Grupo Vaughan and to following me. And, well, last week I was sitting around my last few days of holiday, if you want to call it that, a vacation. And, I said, listen, the 13th season of the show with no name, we've got to make this big. We got to do it. I mean, we got to really do this. And so I put together a trailer. Now, have you guys seen the trailer? Well, the question is based on the trailer, all right? So, and let's look at that word trailer very quickly. This is a very interesting one, okay? So a trailer obviously is something that you connect to your car, right? A trailer. And why is it called a trailer? Because it trails behind you. Algo que te sigue, que va detrás de ti, it trails behind you. So you're thinking, yeah, but what does that have to do with movies? Well, if you think about this, that back in the day, in aquel entonces, when you went to the movies, they would put the trailers, the promo videos, coming soon, this weekend, blah, 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 poof, 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 like you've never seen. They used to put them at the end of the movie. They used to, are you ready for this? Trail the movie. Are you serious? That's freaking awesome. That is freaking awesome. But obviously they realized in Hollywood, the big wigs, no, los jefes ahí de Hollywood, they said, wait a second, what we need to do here is we need to put these on before the movie, because at the end of the movie, people want to go home, or they want to go have dinner, or they want to, you know, go have an ice cream or a cup of coffee, or who knows, get drunk and end up on the street. I don't know. Whatever you like to do after a movie. So they said, well, how do we get people to watch, you know, our upcoming movies that are coming, our trailers? Well, we'll put them at the beginning of the film. Then they have no choice. No tienen opción. No tienen elección. All right, so here is today's, now, sometimes it's one word, sometimes it's an expression, sometimes it's a translation, the pop quiz. I want four adjectives, and those four adjectives are the four adjectives that I tell you in the trailer video. I used four adjectives to describe the show with no name, okay? I used four adjectives. Who can tell me all four of those adjectives? They're good adjectives to know. That's why it's good to look at them. Okay. Now you might not remember it, but see if you can remember. They're words that I've used before to describe the show as well. Okay. So let's see if you guys remember. And you know me, I'm a huge fan of adjectives. I love verbs. Who doesn't love action? Verbs, go, take, punch, kick, verbs. They're cool. Nouns, son las cosas, right? That's cool. But adjectives describe everything we see. For me, the most powerful words are adjectives. But hey, that's never came. I don't know if Cambridge agrees or Oxford. That's just Alberto Alonso's opinion. Okay. I just love learning adjectives. Okay. Let's see. Javi says educational is one. Yeah, that's one of them. It's educational. Good. Tenemos una. Javi López, that's 25% correct. See? Hasta ahí con la matemática. Educational. Well, think about this. What are we doing right now? Those of you who are with us on Instagram, what are we doing? Are we interacting? That's right. So the other, another one was interactive. Interactive. So I said interactive, educational, and I said two more. Challenging. Well, JM Hermosilla, I didn't say that one, but yes, the show is challenging and fun. Thank you. Alex says interacting. Be careful. Yes, so we are interacting. The show is interactive. Good job. It's a very common adjective. You see this adjective a lot these days, right? Interactivity, interactive, right? So we've got how many out of four? We've got educational. We've got interactive. Neferveti says implementing. No, but I like the way you think. Me gusta como piensas. Implementing. No. All right. I'll give you the words in Spanish. Emocionante. Okay. Mr. Houses says crazy. Mr. Houses, you got to think. Si es con E y I, E y E. Es difícil decir eso en español. Well, maybe we're going to stick down that road there. Enticing. Inside jade. I love it. Tenía que haberlo puesto. Okay. Alex, careful. Exciting con T, right? I know it sounds like that R, exciting. Chris got them all. There's Chris. Informative, exciting, educational, interactive. There you go. Chris Valrol kicking it off over here. Great job. And you know what? I wanted you guys to use some adjectives. Look, there's Tamara, enriching. Qué bien. Qué cracks, eh? Our goal was to look at four adjectives, and we're looking at 20 adjectives. And you know, I just told you, I love adjectives, right? Enriching. Thrilling, says J.M. Hermosilla. Exciting, thrilling. All right, well, guys, I'm glad you feel that way about the show. All right, well, you know what? I'm a little bit nervous here because we have to do the Say What soundbite, okay? But I don't know what's going to happen when I click on the on the jingle. So let's try it. Let's try and see what happens, okay? All right. We'll use this one. All right, folks, it's Say What time. All right, we'll take whatever jingle we can get. La que nos toque, okay, you know? I don't have a technician, remember. This crisis, whatever you want to call it, this epidemic, this pandemic has left me without a technician. Okay. So I have to do it all myself. And you got to remember, I was talking to my wife this morning. This is the longest I have ever gone without doing the show. So I hope am I doing a good job, guys? I hope so. If you say no, just stop watching. Don't tell me. Just leave. Right? Because if you just say no, you're not doing a good job, then why are you, you know, okay? But I'm trying to remember how to do all this stuff. And I woke up early. I'm an early bird. And I was looking at the jingles. I was putting everything together. Don't think it's because I didn't plan. This is me planning. Oh, my God. Imagine if I hadn't planned. Imaginaos si no hubiese planificado. Imagine if I hadn't planned. So I'm doing my best. The show must go on. You're going to learn English. We're going to have fun. And, yeah, that's the story. Vero says, now you need time to reorganize your jingles. Vero, I realized something during this holiday. The only thing I need more time for is my family. My daughter. Everything else is secondary. And I realized that, you know, during this time that I spent with her, you know, every waking moment and literally every waking moment. Okay. So guys, let's cross our fingers. Maybe if you guys, I want everybody, wherever you're tuning in from. Okay. I know there are people tuning in from Valencia, all over the place. I know it because I can see your comments. I just can't read them all because there are so many of you participating, right? Let's cross our fingers globally right now. Como un grupo. Hay alguien que son las 4 de la mañana. It's 4 a.m. for you right now. Cross your fingers with us and let's hope today's Say What soundbite works. I really did. I promise I prepared. I prepared. I just don't know what happened. There was a technical issue and I'll fix it. What do you think? This is the end of the world? It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I love REM. Te ha sonado bien eso? Os estaba vacilando, eh? REM o REM? Okay, pues. REM. All right, so guys, as always, what I want you to do in the Say What soundbite is I want you to grab a pen, grab a piece of paper. You should have a notebook if you're listening to the show, if you're watching the show, because in the first part of the show right now, I've given you idioms, expressions. We've looked at a lot of adjectives. So write things down. If you're like me, you're not going to remember every single thing. Okay, so let's cross our fingers and let's hope this is the Say What soundbite for the first time. Now, remember this, you're going to hear this four times. This is the first listen, so don't worry if you didn't get it. You're going to get, right after the commercial break, you're going to hear it again, if it works. Okay, here we go.
I guess from being around the block, I guess people know that I don't really do what I'm told to do. Well, I don't really care enough about what people think of me to conform to anything.
All right. There we go, folks. There we go. Oof. Kind of a tough one, huh? All right. Well, hold on to your observations. Don't tell me your observations yet, because right now we have to go to our first commercial break. I can't believe it myself, folks. That's the first part of today's show. Remember, there are four parts, so we still have another three parts to go. In the second part right now, we're going to listen to that again, and I want some of your observations, and I want to know what you think, if you think you know who it is, and all that fun stuff. Plus, we've got so many more challenges up ahead. So, if I were you guys, you know how this works. Just 2-3 minutes, grab a cup of coffee, grab a tea, and we'll be right back with tons more. So, stick around.
A ver. A ver qué hay que grabar hoy. Curso de inglés online de Vaughan. Nuestros mejores profesores, vale. Menos de 30 céntimos al día.
Oye, menos de 30 céntimos al día. ¿Esto está bien? ¿Seguro? Vale.
Quédate en casa. Venga, lo tengo. Aprende inglés desde casa con profesores Vaughan. Ahora, el curso de inglés online de Vaughan por solo 99 euros. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día, tendrás a nuestros mejores profesores en cualquier momento en tu casa. Richard Vaughan, Ximena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso o Richard Brown te ayudarán a poner en forma tu inglés. Para más información, entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com. Quédate en casa con el curso de inglés online de Vaughan.
Menos de 30 céntimos al día, seguro, ¿no?
Yo en mi caso me lancé a hacer el máster porque en mi trabajo necesitaba hacer presentaciones en inglés, necesitaba hablar mucho en inglés, incluso por teléfono. Entonces fue la razón principal por la que me lancé a hacerlo, para tener una fluidez alta en el idioma y además hacerlo con seguridad.
Tengo grandes problemas a la hora de hablar. Me puedo comunicar perfectamente, pero no hablo de una manera correcta. Y también cosas muy importantes, como el poder hablar en público sin tener que tener ese miedo o ese vacío a la hora de decir qué hago ahora o qué digo. Con el máster he solucionado ese tipo de problemas, la verdad.
Yo lo que más destacaría del máster serían los profesores. Ellos son unos grandes profesionales, te motivan muchísimo con el inglés. Por supuesto, los materiales exclusivos que tenemos en el programa.
No estás como en una clase típica, cogiendo apuntes, escribiendo. Lo trabajas hablando, y eso es muy complicado, porque coger una frase y de repente tener que hacerla en interrogativa, en negativa, cuando no lo tienes delante, ayuda a que tu agilidad verbal y tu capacidad también con el idioma sea cada vez mayor, porque es un reto.
Una de las partes que más me gustó del programa fueron las presentaciones a las que me tenía que enfrentar prácticamente cada semana. Otra de las cosas que más me gustó del máster fueron los dos Bound Town a los que asistí, porque esas experiencias serán siempre inolvidables y es una manera de darle un empujón importante al inglés.
Ya lo has oído, apúntate al máster de inglés profesional, ahora por videoconferencia. La misma calidad e intensidad, pero sin perder tiempo en desplazamientos. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Guys, welcome back. Welcome back. It's time for the second part of the show with No Name 2.0, and we've got so much to do. Now, I tried to fix this. I tried to sort it out. Otra forma de decir arreglarlo. The whole technical issues I was having with the jingles, and I figured it out. Okay. It didn't, you don't have to be a genius to figure it out, but for some reason, Apple decided to put the jingles that I have on my desktop into the cloud. And of course, if I try and put that into a program and it's on the cloud. So yeah, thanks, Apple. I didn't ask you to do that. Oh man. So, but hey, again, a technical glitch. Esto es, buena palabra ahí. A technical glitch is never gonna stop us. It's never gonna hold us down because we came here to do two things. To learn some English and to have some fun in the process, right? Okay, well guys, we need to, you know what? I was missing the say what soundbite jingle. So you know what? Now that I think I've got it. Let's cross our fingers. Let's play the jingle and then we'll hear it for the second time. Yeah, well, I missed the jingles too, guys. Say what? That's right, my amigos. You know it. It's time for the Say What soundbite for the second time, this time with the jingle. It worked. As I said, we figured it out. I don't know how. I don't know what I did, but it's playing now and it's working. So I should shut up now. Debería callarme. Why should I shut up right now? Because I don't want to gafearlo. Gafear. Do you guys know how to say that? Who can tell me that one? There we go. Let's do a little interaction. I see we've got a lot of students on board. Un gafe o el verbo gafear si existe, ¿no? So, gafe o gafear. How do we say that word in English? Does anybody know? It's a good word. I love that word. I just love the way it sounds. Gafar. Thank you, Anix. Me sonaba que me lo estaba inventando. Thank you, teacher. Anix is my teacher. Jose Manuel, look at him on fire there. Good job. Mr. Houses as well. Right on point, guys. All right. Excellent job. The word is jinx. J-I-N-X. Si jugáis a palabrados, if you play Scrabble, words with friends, como lo llaman, that's a killer word. tiene J y tiene X. Como le pongas en triple palabra, ¡piu! You won the game. Jinx. Jinx. So don't jinx it. I'm going to shut up so I don't jinx it. Y luego una persona, que es un gafe, we would call a jinx. O sea, es verbo y sustantivo, como muchas palabras en inglés. All right? Write that one down. As you say in Spanish, palabrón. Okay, well, I'm going to give you the say what soundbite now for the second time. I think this person speaks really quickly. You know, she's not trying to, like, speak clearly, it seems. She's just speaking naturally. All right, so we're going to hear this now. You have two things you need to do. Right now, just get some key information. Tell me what's happening. Sum it up. Right? Summarize what's going on. You know, maybe if you can spot where the accent is from, como decimos, if you can place the accent, and any other keys or details, clues that you might find that'll help you figure it out. And as I said, you're going to hear it a total of four times. So you'll hear it this time and two more times. Here it is, folks. Today's Say What soundbite for the second time.
I guess, from being around a book, from being around the block, I guess people know that I don't really do what I'm told to do, or that I don't really care enough about what people think of me to conform to anything.
All right. There we go, folks. Now, I think it's safe to say, podríamos decir, it's safe to say that it is a woman's voice. Yeah. Feminine. Kind of, I mean, I don't know if she sounds feminine, but, all right. What did you guys get from that? Okay. Anik says, it sounds like an interview. Good, giving us some context. So somebody famous, they usually interview famous people, right? It's a female voice, British accent. Okay, good. Vero says, oh my God, this woman speaks a mile a minute. Oh yeah, yeah, she's a native speaker. I got to tell you something, Vero, and the rest of you. A lot of times you guys, es que habláis rapidísimo. Have you Spaniards heard yourself speak? I don't think anybody speaks faster than Spanish people. Trust me, that's how other people hear you guys. Cada uno habla su idioma rápido. Everybody speaks their own language quickly, you know, fast, with ease, con facilidad, we should say. Now, not thinking about it, just speaking. But Spanish people, you guys, no size, millas. So you guys do a kilometer a minute. buena expresión ahí. Great expression. Paul says, I like your accent. You got to thank my parents for that one. La Churri, is she American? I don't know. Because Javi says it sounds like a British woman. Javi's not asking. Javi is confirming it sounds like a British woman. Carmen says a female voice. Andres says, I think she's American. Oh, so guys, we're split here. Estamos un poco divididos aquí. Some people are saying that this person has an American accent, and some people are saying that this person has a British accent. Interesting. Very interesting. All right. Well, as I said, we're going to hear this two more times. You get four chances. The good thing, as always, we got to analyze it and take it for what it is. The good thing is it's not a lot of text. I think she says like two or three lines, dos o tres frases, really. So that said, I think that you guys should be able to figure it out, okay? Carmen says, we don't notice our speed. Well, a native speaker, same thing, same idea. So you're like, es que habláis rapidísimo. And then I'm like, tío, por favor. I'm like, come down to Andalucía, come down to Almería with me. Or even here in Madrid, really, everywhere in Spain. You guys are fast talkers. You are. Admit it. It's okay. There's help. No, it's broma. You can find professional help for being a fast talker. I'm a fast talker in many languages, right? Señorita Bueno says a northern accent. Okay, so northern meaning from the north of England or the north of the United States. Señorita Bueno, señor, Miss Good. let's see. Fagile says, good morning. How's it going? Just doing a radio show. Doing good. Thank you. She is not a human being, Nefer says. Yeah, a few people are saying she's an alien. She's from Mars. Really? Why do you guys say that? Because it's you're saying it because it's hard to understand what she's saying. Is I don't know. It's hard to comprehend. It's interesting that a few of you guys made alien references, you know. It's funny. I wasn't expecting that. Esa no me la esperaba, amigos. Okay, so guess what? Time for another section. I know we were just getting comfortable with the say what section, but we got to keep moving along. It's time for our spelling bee. Now, a spelling bee is what we do every day when you're a kid in the United States growing up. You have spelling bees and you even have competitions. And I told you guys, I was almost a spelling bee champion. You are looking at the second place, the runner up. Otra forma de decir, segundo. The runner up. Yeah, that was me. Now, why was I eliminated from the spelling bee? You want me to tell you? I'll never forget it. I will never, ever, ever forget this. Maybe that's why I'm traumatized and we do spelling bees every day. No matter what. COC. somebody's talking about politics. Can we... Seriously, this is not the group for politics. If you're coming here to talk about politics, you came to the wrong place, buddy. Really? Seriously, this isn't the group for politics. Okay, so it's time for a spelling bee, and good luck. I'm going to spell some words. You want to go fast? ¿Queréis ir rápido? ¿Queréis velocidad? You want speed? All right. The first time, I'm going to fly through these words. The second time, I'll slow down because I know I got some superstars who are going to nail these on the first go. A la primera. Okay? You know who I'm talking to. You know who you are, and I'm expecting you to get them on the first go. All the rest of you, that's why you have two chances. Take both chances. Okay? I would prefer you get them all, and then, what I would do after that is fill in the blanks the second time. You know, check it. Use the second listen to check it. Are you ready? Today's spelling bee. Here are today's six words. The first word is M-E-S-S-I-A-H. The next word is W-A-T-E-R space M-U-S-I-C. The next word is S-A-R-A-B-A-N-D-E. The next one's three words, this word. Okay, so it's O-M-B-R-A space M-A-I space F-U. The next one is R-O-Y-A-L space F-I-R-E W-O-R-K-S. And the last one is Z-A-D-O-K space P-R-I-E-S-T. Okay? So those six words have something in common. Okay, so I want to know, obviously, firstly, what the six words are that I just spelled. If you were able to write them down, if you were able to get them down. If you guys are participating on Instagram, you can put them in the comments. If you're listening to the podcast, write them down on a piece of paper. Remember, it doesn't matter when you listen to this or watch this. Use the exercises. Do the exercises. They're created for you. Okay, now let's see. Morlazjo coming on strong. Let's see if he's got them all over here. Morlazjo, I'm seeing a mistake over there. And you're missing one, but not bad at all. I would say impressive. I was going to say excessive, but it's not excessive. Impressive. Estaba mezclando las palabras. Excesivo, no. Impresionante, impressive. Speaking of impressive, there's Mr. Houses. Let's take a look. Mr. Houses, I think you got them all, dude. No commas, but hey, no problem. You know, if you got them all right and there are no commas, unless it's numbers, si es números, I'm going to definitely insist that you use your decimal points and your commas, obviously, right? So Mr. Houses, excellent job. Dude, looks like you nailed it, buddy. La Churri. Let's see. La Churri says, I'm waiting for the second chance. That's what it's for. Let's see. Carmen says, you are spelling so fast. Oh, I told you. I warned you. I gave you a heads up. Os di un aviso. I warned you. But the second time, I'm going to slow down. Esta la segunda hora, voy a ir a la mitad, casi. Okay? So don't worry, Carmen, you're going to get it. You'll get three or four of them, definitely. Javi Lopez, I think you got them all as well. Okay? Does anybody know what they have in common? Okay? I see a few people now who have gotten them. Excellent job, guys. Really, really fantastic. You're starting off the year, the season, on the right foot. Con buen pie, on the right foot. So excellent job to all of you who got it, who have made the effort, and those of you who are about to get it after this second listen. Okay, are you ready, guys? Remember, these challenges are not to stump you. I don't want you to fail. I want you to get them. So if you have trouble, practice. Practice makes perfect, right? Red Dragon says, God in different religions. Nope, that's not it. That's not it. Okay, here we go again. I'm going to give you these words again, okay? What are these words? Inside Jade, you're supposed to tell me that, right? Don't flip the script here. Me estás preguntando a mí, I know. Here we go. Oh, Leonardo, you got it. Leonardo got what these words have in common. Jaster, there's Jaster as well. Excellent job. Great to read all your names. By the way, great to see you. I hope you guys all had a great summer and you're excited to learn and have some fun. We've got a lot of exciting things coming up that I can't tell you about yet, as I said. Stay tuned. All right, ready, folks? Here we go. Round two. The first word is M-E-S-S-I-A-H. That was slower. The second word is W-A-T-E-R space M-U-S-I-C. The third word is S-A-R-A-B-A-N-D-E. The next word, okay, guys, I think I've slowed down considerably. The next one is O-M-B-R-A space M-A-I space F-U. Me encanta el F-U. En inglés es que te... Yeah. F you. Por eso me río cuando lo digo. All right, the next one. The second to last one, or the fifth one. Acordaos, nunca se dice fife, sino fifth. And that one is R-O-Y-A-L space F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K-S. And the last one is Z-A-D-O-K space P-R-I-E-S-T. Okay? There we go, my amigos. I think that was fair, no? Bastante justo. I think we could say that was fair enough. Nos encanta esta expresión. Cuando alguien te dice algo como, bueno, ¿qué te parece si hago esto y tú haces lo otro? Fair enough. Me parece justo. Apúntate esa. Fair enough. There's Chris Balrol. Excellent job, Chris. Morlathhawk said, I'm going to get him on the second go. There's Lupe. Lovely to read your names, all of you. Great to have you back. I missed you. It's mutual. Hey, guys, as I said before, a lot of you guys said, Alberto, Vaughn Radio and this show got me through the hardest part of the pandemic. And you know what I said? I said, likewise. Lo mismo te digo. Te lo devuelvo. Likewise. So thanks again for being there. It was a really difficult time, and it still is. And it's really nice to know that we have each other, you know, in this crazy world. There's J.M. Hermosilla as well. I love it. J.M. Hermosilla looks, I think it looks perfect. All right. Well, guys, in case you didn't get it. Well, why don't I give you an audio clue. Well, if it works. There it is, folks. Hallelujah. 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 That's the only time you'll see me singing religious songs. That's right, folks. This is Messiah. Messiah, the Hallelujah Chorus. Como lo llaman, el coro, hallelujah. We say hallelujah. And, well, these words all had something in common. They are all Handel songs. Songs composed by George Frederick Handel, the composer. And the reason I chose Handel songs today, well, A, because Handel's awesome. Just listen to this. It's epic. I mean, we were talking about movie trailers. He was doing movie trailers before there were movies. This is movie trailer music. Do you know? So he completed Messiah. You say Messiah, right? We say Messiah. He completed Messiah, this song, today in the year 1741. So Handel, one of the greatest composers ever. And we can also learn from his name. Now, if his name is Handel E.L., no? E.L. Pero Handel L.E., sí, si le damos la vuelta a su nombre, se pronuncia exactamente igual, por eso te lo digo. Si sabes decir Handel, pues sabes que Handel es asa, también de algo, right? To handle. Handle's aguantar, también, right? Could you grab this from the handle? Right? Could you grab it by the handle? Right? The handle broke on my suitcase, for example. Asa, I think you say? Handle. Think about it. It's where you put your hand. It makes sense. It's a handle. But also, I think of Jack Nicholson. Speaking of movies, movie trailers. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. ¿Quieres la verdad? Tú no puedes aguantar, soportar la verdad. You can't handle the truth. Right? And it has a third meaning that comes to mind as well. And that is handle on social media. What is your handle? In fact, I've got a great one here. Just Jenny's Adventures. Jenny says, hello from Florida, USA. Awesome. Florida. What part of Florida? I love making my wife say Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She can't say it. I'm like, Fort Lauderdale. She's like, blah, 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 blah. So Jenny, for example, has a very cool handle. Tu nombre en redes. Just Jenny's Adventures. A ver, síguela. I don't know if you have a closed account, but she says, hello from Florida, USA, Tenerife in the house as well. Central Florida, Deltona. Oh, cool. I used to go party in Daytona when I lived in Orlando. We won't talk about that. What happens in Daytona stays in Daytona. Y ahí está María José en Vigo. Let's not talk about my wild nights in Vigo. Let's not forget about those either. Jenny says, my account is open. Well, hey, I haven't checked out your account. No he visto tu cuenta, but I like your handle. Y como estábamos enseñando handle. There you go. Follower, Just Jenny's Adventures. La tenéis en el grupo. Sounds interesting. Your handle sounds interesting. Amsterdam, Lanzarote, Moisent Valencia. Oh, very cool. Thank you. Thank you to all of you, wherever you may be tuning in from. It's a pleasure to have you all on board and learning with us. Remember today, later today at 6 or 6:30, you guys can correct me if you know the right answer. We've got my good buddy Fitz with his show No Excuses. So don't miss his show later on Vaughn Radio. All right. Neferviti says, hello from Holy Ground. Are you at the Santiago Bernabeu? Just Jenny's Adventure says, I'm bilingual. So look, you'll even learn English from Jenny's account. Watch, Jenny, you're going to get tons of new followers. Well, I think it's interesting just to see, students of mine who live in the United States and see their experiences there. It's very interesting. You know, I love my favorite accounts I follow on Twitter or on Instagram is friends that are living in other places, because then I can kind of enjoy those places through their accounts. We say in English to live vicariously through them. So yo veo, I see a Florida sunset, which are beautiful, by the way, via her account. Or I see a New York, sunrise from my friend's account. So I love, Nefer says, no, Almeria. Oh, the other holy ground. So many holy grounds. All right, speaking of holy, the first one was Messiah. Messiah. ¿Ves? No funciona lo de Messi y Mesías. ¿Ves? Ya no funciona en inglés. Messi is a Messiah. ¿Sí? Ya no. Water Music is the next one. I like the name of it too. Water Music. No? Water music. Sarabande was the third one. Now, these are all songs I think that you guys have heard, but again, we don't know the names of a lot of these classical songs. In fact, a lot of times they have the name like number 24 concerto in D minor. And you're like, but I like this one, but I don't know what it's called. Sarabande was the next one. Then there's Ombra Mai Fu, which I was laughing at the F-U, right? Royal Fireworks. Esa me encanta, la quinta. Royal Fireworks. Oh, cool, man. And the last one, speaking of football, we were talking about the Bernabeu, Zadok the Priest. And you're thinking, what does Zadok the Priest have to do with football? Well, have you ever heard the Champions League anthem? You know this one? These are the champions, the best in heaven. I can't hit those notes, obviously. Well, that song is an adaptation of Zadok the Priest. So there you go. Thank you. You like the Champions League theme? Then you like Handel. So I don't know if you can handle that or not, but there we go, folks. Today's spelling bee was Handel songs. And I'm checking the time here. I can't believe it. We've got to go to a commercial break, but it's so nice to have people here from Sao Paulo in the house. We've got Italy, Guadalupe, Rebecca in Italy. And wow, a pleasure to have you guys here with us. And you know what the good news is? We have so much more to go. That's right. Guys, we still have another hour of programs. We're going to learn English with music, movies, pop culture, humor, and, of course, tons of challenges still to come. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Profesor Vaughan, ¿quieres tener toda la intensidad de una clase Vaughan desde casa? Te lo ponemos muy fácil. Clases Vaughan a través de videoconferencia. Una de las modalidades cada vez más demandada. Curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. No importa dónde te encuentres. Con las clases a través de videoconferencia, tendrás tu clase Vaughan con un ritmo de clase brutal. Nunca te vas a aburrir. Nunca vas a perder la concentración. Pruébalo. Dinamismo e intensidad. Llama al 911-335833. 911-335833. Eso si estás en Madrid, porque en Barcelona puedes llamar al 93-339-8687. 93-339-8687.
Más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Haz una pausa y disfruta mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
¿Qué? ¿Ya has oído hablar de Vaughan Play? Si quieres saber qué es eso de Vaughan Play, entra ya en vauganplay.tv y descúbrelo tú mismo. Con el código Vaughan gratis tendrás una semana gratis para navegar por vauganplay.tv y descubrir lo nuevo que te ofrece Vaughan. Vauganplay.tv. ¿A qué esperas? Por fin puedes disparar tu carrera profesional sin salir de casa. Máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Ahora, desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza. Cleopatra y Marco Antonio. Adán y Eva. Romeo y Julieta. Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés